Tigers in road black uniforms, orange numbers trimmed in orange. Penn in the home white with black numbers trimmed in old gold. It's Bonner and Yeager to jump it up. Up she goes. Warsaw wins the tip. And right away, Bricker down to the baseline, but he didn't shoot it. Out top to Finlinson, left wide open. He won't shoot either. Down to the left corner to Yeager. Yeager holding. Bricker outside the post. He'll throw it out to Martin. Martin will walk it toward the middle of the court and throw it to the near side for Gould. Gould at the volleyball line where it meets the volleyball sideline. Into the corner, Finlinson. One dribble and back out to Gould. It is a man, no, it's a 2-3 zone here by Penn. Up the baseline, Martin. Not much room for him to operate. Stumbles in the lane, shoots and scores. Because the Penn player tipped it, Martin was able to pick it up and keep dribbling. Warsaw leads 2-0. Down to the baseline, Brown. Bonner, top of the circle, down to the baseline for McCullough. He'll skip it to the near side to Brown. Wide open left side, three, no good. Rebound grab by Penn. Miller, the rebound, then he had it ripped away. And a held ball, and the arrow belongs to the Kingsmen. Out of bounds to Penn. We played almost a minute. Penn won the JV game 40-37. Bonner to throw it in. I will explain about his shoes in just a second. On the inbound, they bounce it inside. McCullough got inside position on Martin and puts it in. Nolan McCullough ties it at two. Gould to the far end. We're right behind the scores table in row E. Gould against Bonner. Into the corner to Martin. 123 guard another as Brown picks him up. One hands it back out to the center line for Gould. Now Finlinson. Finlinson trying to find some space to drive in. Finds a cutting Martin. He'll slip it inside to Yeager. He puts it off the glass and in. Good feed there by Martin to set up his teammate. Yeager's got his first two. Tigers lead 4-2. Bonner across the line. Pounding the dribble out top. Throws it to the near side for Brown. Brown down to the baseline. McCullough back up the sideline to Brown. Out to Bonner. Out of the far side for Hawthorne. The roster calls him Alexander. He goes by Alex. Bonner, a couple dribbles out top to Miller. Miller down the right side of the lane, kicks it out to a cutting Brown. He drives in, throws it out to an open Bonner for three. It's no good. Rebound to Brown, though. Back up, blocked. Blocked by Yeager. Bodies go flying everywhere. McCullough comes out of it. No, Brown comes out of there with it, and they get another chance. A floater in the lane by McCullough, no good. And Yeager finally has the rebound for Warsaw. In transition, Carson Gould. Gould picks up his dribble right side to Bricker. Bricker dribbles down to the right wing. He's guarded by Bonner. Backs him down into the lane. He'll lob it back out for Gould. Across the top for Finlinson. Finlinson, left side dribble. Pulls up for a 12-footer and hit it. Robbie's first two makes it 6-2. And a timeout's going to be taken right away by Penn. This is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here with 5:26 left to play. In our opening quarter, Warsaw off to a 6-2 lead. Here's the schedule for the rest of the week. Coming up on Friday, guys sitting up there in the red sweatshirt. It's the head coach at Goshen. His Goshen Redhawks are scheduled to come into the Tiger Den, take on the Tigers on Friday in round three of the NLC. Michael Wolford's bunch hoping to get back in the conference race. It's been a rough start for them here in the NLC. That is a 6:10 airtime, 6:15 JV tip. That's, of course, depending on the weather. The weather does not look so awful good a lot for Friday night. The girls play tomorrow night at home against Mishawaka after their big win on Saturday against Northridge in front of the 2004 team. They will host Mishawaka tomorrow. Again, that's weather permitting. Airtime will be at 7:10. The JV begins at 6. Into the front court comes Hawthorne. His team's down by four here early on. Down to the baseline for Brown. Brown up the baseline, reverse layup over Yeager, no good. Yeager then the rebound for the Tigers. Bricker to the near side to Gould. He'll advance the line out to Yeager, now to Finlinson. To the wing to Bricker, then right back to Robbie. They look down in the post. Finlinson will bounce it down there. Yeager faces up, lost the ball, picked it back up, muscles his way up, no good. Fights for his own rebound, had it, and had it ripped away. Miller takes it for Penn. Up ahead, McCullough. Brown up the right side, down the baseline, lost the ball, picked it back up. Slipped it out to Miller, right side for a 22-footer. It's a little long. Gould the rebound. He comes out running 3-on-1. Gould left corner. Vinlinson for 3. No good. Jaeger the rebound. Muscles it back up. Blocked. Got his own rebound. Had the ball ripped away, and now the whistle sounds, and finally a foul is called. The foul is called on Hawthorne. That's his first. First of the game on either team. Out of bounds to Warsaw with 4:32 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw leading 6-2. Gould on the inbound. Lobs it out to Martin. Right back in the lane to Jaeger. Right back out to Martin. Straight out. They'll back it away and move to the far side. Then throw it to the near side to Carson Gould. Gould against Bonner. Man-to-man this trip. Bricker started in, then backed up. They switched, and Bonner picked him up. Now he'll throw it to Martin. Martin dribbles right, got into the lane, put it off the glass. No good, blocked. And the rebound's grabbed by Brown. Again, very physical start to the game. Bonner underneath McCullough. Didn't catch it cleanly. He'll turn and shoot and score over Bricker. Nolan McCullough's got both baskets for Penn. They trail 6-4. Gould on the weave, hands off to Finlinson, out top to Bricker. Bricker lobs down in deep to Jaeger, who posts up and scores. That time, they had Maverick Brown at 6-1 up against him, and that's no match. Tigers love that matchup, 8-4 Warsaw. Bonner, one-on-one at the right elbow to the free throw line, down to the corner, McCullough. Now back out to Bonner, cross-court pass to Brown. Brown to Bonner at the top of the circle. He shoots for 3. No good. Long rebound to Martin, and T takes off. It's going to be 1-on-3, so he hits the brakes. Bounces back to Gould across to Finlinson. Finlinson was thinking about throwing it to Jaeger. He'll throw it to Bricker in the corner instead. He'll turn and shoot a 3. That hits the 3. Bricker with his 15th three-pointer of the season. Warsaw leads 11-4 at 3:05 of the first. Brown between the circles. Right side McCullough flips it back to Brown. Now he'll bounce it out to Bonner, whose shoes are neon green. If the power goes out of the building, we'll know where the court is because of his shoes. Very bright. Out top Hawthorne into the corner for Brown. Jaeger's close enough that Brown wants no part of shooting that. Now McCullough right wing, 2:38 left to go in the quarter. Warsaw leads by 7. Left side Brown. This time Bricker's there. Down to the baseline, Bonner wheels the baseline, blocked by Jaeger and out of bounds. Again, it is very physical, and it is just as physical at one end as it has been at the other. McCullough comes out. They bring in a new guy, and that's John Bedient, a 6'1 senior. And we're also going to get Ethan Good into the game for the Kingsmen. Finlinson and Jaeger take a seat. Meidenberger is in. Andrew Sullivan in with 2:29 left to go here in the quarter. Hawthorne will now get his first break. And they bring in Casey Finn. And on the inbounds, it's good. Good lobs out to midcourt. It's caught there under duress by Brown. Maverick Brown right side to Finn. Finn to the free throw line. Past the wing, tipped away. It's still loose out above the free throw line, and it's grabbed by Finn. And Penn continues the possession. Martin tipped it free and tried to take off with it on one motion. Probably would have been better off just to grab it. Left side to Good. Wants to throw down in the post. Does. Finds Brown there. Backs into Sullivan. Kicks it back out to Good. Now between the circles for Miller. Right side for Bedient. B-E-D-I-E-N-T. Bedient. Near side Finn. Open. Shoots for 3 and hits. Casey Finn with a 3-pointer. His second 3-pointer of the year. It's 11-7. Tigers by 4. 100 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Bricker, a step back 3-pointer. No good. Rebound to Penn. Brown with the rebound. Outlets to Good on the near side. Good across the line. Dribbles left. Throws it to Finn. Finn dribbles to the free throw line, throws it across to Maverick Brown. Brown against Sullivan. Out top Miller, left side for Good. Good drives in the lane, fakes on Berger, and throws it out to the left. Bedient against Martin with 1:08 left to play in our opening quarter. Warsaw with a 4-point lead. A drive in the lane, Maverick Brown shot it, missed it, tipped in. Tipped in by John Bedient for Penn. 11-9, Tigers by two. So we play out the final 50 seconds of quarter one. Gould pressured out at the midcourt line, but not enough for a count. He'll throw it to the near side for Berger. Now back to the far side. This is that little half-court trap action here by Barrett Kuhlman. Berger to the far side to Gould. Back across to Berger. He shoots a three-pointer. Barely hit the rim. Miller the rebound. Warsaw was holding for the last shot there. Berger shot it about 25 seconds too early. And now Penn's got a chance to tie the game or take the lead here in the final 15 seconds of the first. Ethan Good goes away from the screen to the right. Out top to Miller. He'll turn, drive in the lane, stop and shoot a 12-footer and hit it. His first two with 2 seconds, one. Downcourt Martin gets off a three at the buzzer, and they say it would not have counted. After one, Warsaw 11, Penn 11. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.